From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. New York State of Politics reports that the first of a potential wave of migrants arrived in the Hudson Valley on May 11th, after waves of migrants arrived in North America for the past several centuries. This time, though, they are being shipped around as political pawns from the southern border of the United States to New York City and then to the Hudson Valley. About 300 migrants are being bused to the Hudson Valley so far. Republican Representative Mark Molinaro says the area is not ready for them. Molinaro, the 19th Congressional District Representative, said, and I quote, "The concern is lack of coordination, a lack of transparency, a lack of infrastructure and support that exists in upstate counties," end quote. And while the Republican governors of Texas and Florida have been shipping the migrants around the country as political pawns, now the Democrat mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, is moving them to the Hudson Valley. Molinaro said that Adams has no authority to override state and local regulations to, and I quote, impose, end quote, the responsibility of caring for migrants. He said, and I quote, "It's not humane or compassionate," end quote. "It just isn't. The right approach is for the city and the state to confront that challenge in the city," end quote. On May 12th, pandemic-related asylum restrictions, known as Title 42, expired, with many migrants at the southern border of the United States waiting to enter the country, so there could be many more arrivals in the Hudson Valley in the weeks to come. Both Molinaro and Pat Ryan, a Democrat representing the 18th Congressional District, said the federal government should declare a state of emergency in New York because of the migrant arrivals. Ryan said, and I quote, "From New York City, where they have more than 60,000 asylum seekers, to the Hudson Valley communities, who were given no notice and no assistance to house asylum seekers, to the migrants themselves, simply here in search of a better life, this process has been a mess. The federal government must step in and declare a state of emergency for New York. This declaration would allow the federal government to identify, mobilize, and provide the resources necessary to alleviate the impacts of the migrant surge in New York. We will continue to work in close contact with our partners in local and state government to address the situation," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Nick Greisman reports for New York State of Politics that the New York Civil Liberties Union filed a lawsuit May 11th over emergency orders in Rockland and Orange counties meant to block migrants from being housed in hotels there. Amy Belcher, the group's director of immigration rights litigation, said, and I quote, "Orange and Rockland counties' emergency orders egregiously violate migrants' rights. Migrants have every right to travel and reside anywhere in New York free of xenophobic harassment and discrimination. People are not political pawns. Both counties should welcome migrants into their communities, not unlawfully bar them from seeking refuge," end quote. Beth Sufalu, a spokesperson for Rockland County, said, and I quote, "We normally don't comment on pending litigation. However, we feel strongly that what we are doing is right and legal as witnessed by the court's temporary restraining order granted Thursday," end quote. Rockland won a temporary injunction to prevent the housing of migrants at a hotel on May 11th. Governor Kathy Hochul on May 10th said that her office was reviewing the constitutionality of the county's orders. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Nancy Kern reports for Columbia Green Media about local officials' actions and opinions on the arrival of migrants in the Hudson Valley. On May 11th, Hudson Mayor Kamal Johnson joined an online meeting with New York City Mayor Eric Adams about his plans to bus migrants arriving in New York City to the Hudson Valley. Catskill Town Supervisor Dale Finch said he agreed with Governor Kathy Hochul's decision to declare a state of emergency in New York State. Finch said, and I quote, "I feel the governor's response is appropriate, although somewhat reactive. Congress needs to fix the immigration problem. There needs to be a better legal immigration system. I do not foresee a major impact in our immediate area. The larger cities are most likely to see a larger influx of immigrants," end quote. Athens Town Supervisor Michael Perrone said his town is ill-equipped to deal with many arriving immigrants. He said, and I quote, "The only emergency gathering places are relatively small and would require security and social services personnel to handle the population needs. Public transportation can be provided via the Greene County Bus Service. Some food services may be provided by our local volunteer food pantry organizations. Health conditions and care are the most important to ensure, protect, and prevent any communicable illness from spreading. It is disappointing that plans, service, and facilities are not already established to handle this situation," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.